It wasn't easy to make, Clark. It took years and cost a fortune. Luckily, I had both. You're feeling it now, aren't you? What the rest of us live with every day. Your own mortality. Don't worry, you'll survive. But I didn't have to go easy on you. A different binding agent, a stronger mix. I want you to remember that. I wanted to remind you to stay out of my way. In all the years to come, in your most private moments, I want you to remember the one man who beat you.
Coming live to you from the lineup for Hall H for 2015, this is Nerds on the Rocks episode 180. Joining me this week, we have Justin. Is that your introduction?
Kill all humans.
Okay.
Ultron. Beep. Ultron. Rule.
He has no swings on him anymore. We have James.
My name is Max. My world is fire.
And we have Sam.
Yeah.
The previous statement is true. Shit, I fucked it up. I was trying to kill all the robots, but I said it backwards, so now all the robots are going to come kill me.
Damn it,
Sam. Oh, well, we don't discriminate about... We don't discriminate against robots here.
Is that how you kill robots? This statement is a lie, the other statement is true?
We don't discriminate against, like, genocide of a race.
Yeah. Destroy all humans equally, I guess.
Destroy all humans equally, okay. Anyhow, if you didn't get from there...
Can we get something out of the way first?
What?
Snowpiercer was dumb.
Oh.
Oh no. Okay, so our topic today is going to be San Diego Comic-Con 2014, which recently just wrapped this weekend.
Yes, and
first up on our list of topics...
Wow, okay.
Running right past Snowpiercer. I've been waiting like 2 weeks to tell James he wasted my time with Snowpiercer, but...
But we're good to
anyway,
say that.
Anyway, our first topic is...
Sam, I forgive you.
No. Our first topic is... Wonder Woman's outfit in Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice, Rise of the Justice League.
Okay, it's going to give it more subtitles, but...
I will do as I please.
Dawn of the Planet of the Justice League.
Yes,
Champion
Rise
Edition,
of the Dawn
CX.
Of the Planet of the Justice League.
Be Superman.
Are we done? Are we going to discuss the costume now? Or
fine.
Beyond Thunderdome.
Fury Road. So...
Spoilers.
What do you guys think of it?
I mean,
not a bad one.
Yeah,
I thought it was a great interpretation of her costume. It's really she's a tough sell because if you put her in a traditional costume, people are gonna cry sexism because she wears underwear, and if you don't, people are gonna cry.
Is that underwear?
It's like a bikini. It's really hard because sometimes it's one piece, sometimes it's not.
Okay, all right. Weird.
But, and if you put her in pants, people are going to cry sexism because why are you covering her up?
Cry, how dare you cover up the thing that I am turned on by.
And to be fair, even in this costume, people are screaming sexism because...
Well, princesses, because of the heels?
The heels and... there's a lot of different complaints about it, and a lot of it is just noise.
No, wait, hold on.
Are the complaints coming from Tumblr or are the real people?
It's a little false.
Okay.
What are the complaints that you heard about the outfits? The only thing I've really heard is the heels.
The heels, some people complained about the fact that she has no straps on her top. Some people
honestly, I didn't even notice that.
Some people complained about the knee-high boots. And there were some people complained about the skirt because it just kind of, she has exposed thighs. Like I said, there's really no fitting with her.
I think the main source of inspiration was, I think it was like Greg Rucka's, I think that's who it is. Like, his time with her, and then also I think Injustice at Fighting Game from last year.
I mean, part of it, and this is kind of some people have countered, a big part of it is it's kind of influenced by actual Greek armor. Like, that's the type of stuff Mills used to wear, and that's kind of what she did. But people are... The strapless one really caught me, though, because all of her costumes have always been strapless.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know...
So it's like, I can't think of any of her costumes that have ever had a strap.
Yeah, I didn't know, but people were complaining about it. I'm like, I didn't know that was a thing. I actually would think it's more positive not to have the strap, but I don't know. I don't wear those type of tops.
Funny enough, none of us are women.
Yeah.
It is true.
which does invalidate some of our arguments, but I thought it was a fan interpretation of her costume for what they were going with. You know,
take a privilege.
But the one thing I kind of agree on, and I think, I mean, it depends when we get the actual picture, is the color scheme.
I think it's just like for promotional purposes, and I bet the actual costume is going to be like somewhat more colorful.
I hope so.
I think it is just image, just as an extreme color tinting. I don't think they'll actually go this muted brown and gray. I think it'll certainly be a subtler red and blue than the most of her outfits are, but it will have red and blue.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The other thing I thought is maybe this is like her garment, and she takes, because I mean I'm not completely familiar with all Wonder Woman's comic book origins, but I know she takes up the red, white, and blue because it's the colors of the country she's becoming an ambassador to. So maybe that's something she earns at the end of the movie, or if she ever gets a solo film out of it.
So what's her role in the movie, by the way? That was the first I heard about Wonder Woman being in the film.
She's just in the movie.
She's just...
Like 10 minutes,
like,
probably?
We don't know. At this point in time,
but probably.
Oh, well, no, I think...
Like how Arrow brought in The Flash for an episode, now he's getting his own series, but they're going to use this to introduce Wonder Woman.
I think she has a bigger role in this movie, but I don't think, like, she's not going to have as much screen. Like, she's not going to be a 10-minute cameo, but I don't expect it to be like an hour origin tale for her.
Okay.
Something else that should also be noted is that Dawn of Justice is actually kind of spinning off its own franchise, and Man of Steel 2 is coming out, I think, 2018.
Well, that's the rumor, and we'll get to that after we do Marvels, because I actually have something to say about both of those.
Yeah, it does seem as if they're framing it more as just a DC movie, where the main headlines are Batman and Superman, and then Wonder Woman is also being introduced.
I will say this much, and this isn't necessarily Comic-Con related, but I did find it funny. I don't know if any of you followed the whole fake Skripal deal with this movie.
Oh yeah, the one that, was it Kevin Smith that leaked the fake script?
It wasn't Kevin Smith, it was somebody on Twitter. Who leaked it to different...
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. No. So what happened was, I guess a guy wrote a fake script, and he started leaking out details from his script to different movie websites. So, like, the rumors that have been circulating about this film for the past 7 or 8 months have all kind of come from this script. So a lot of that stuff is fake because he made it up. And it was kind of...
You know what? Good for him. Fuck websites that just run with somebody that says, hey, we found a guy that sent us a script.
And that was kind of his thing. He wanted to test how many of these websites would run these stories without backing up their sources.
Yeah,
and it happened. Some of the things in the script were the rumor that I mean some of this stuff can come true. Who knows? But the rumor that I guess there was a street punk that was from the script. Huh. The one about like a grizzled Batman who fights with Dick Grayson, that was from the script. Aquaman's appearance and Jon Stewart and Amanda Waller and Bizarro, all of that was from the script.
Did he actually like show like the actual like quote unquote like the real fake scripts?
Yeah.
That's the way you get it, your advice taken seriously is print out a picture of your fake script or like print
no,
out
I
your
mean,
fake
like,
script
the,
and
no,
then
mean,
take
like
a picture
the,
of it.
The entire script like.
Oh yeah,
the
I read the entire fake script. That's how I know what's in it.
Is it good?
Oh, it's a terrible script. And that was the thing that really, I was praying it was a fake script because I'm reading it. And this is like, this is sub David Goyer writing.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Like, literally, like Batman and Superman fight because, wait, there's a, how does it
Batman
go?
Was all like, pew, pew, pew. That's what I'm picturing right now.
He's all like dark and gritty as
much.
And then Batman killed a guy.
They fight because Alfred gets hit at a party by a fallen rock from Superman.
And someone believes this?
Are you serious? Wait, what?
Ran with this after reading
hold on.
That line.
So you told me that like a quote-unquote screenwriter wrote that, and journalists who have like actual degrees and write for websites and get paid like actually considered that like real?
Well, no, you're mistaken actual journalism with actual blogs. There's a difference. Anyway,
yeah, but you think people that write for journalism websites have journalism degrees? Because for the most part, they don't.
Yeah, you can start a blog without a journalism degree. You don't, to be honest with you, it works out for them. They get the attention. They get these, you know, like, people follow these rumors. And then, oh, sounds interesting. Or they gotta come, oh, man, this movie just sounds stuffed. Like, one of the prime examples of it. And, again... We know Aquaman's in the film, but this movie, the script, starts off with a 20-minute ocean action sequence where it's not Aquaman, it's his brother Orion and Mara, and somehow Superman ends up fighting them, and it ends up being the diplomatic thing with Russia, and...
Oh yeah, this was totally fake.
They never show up again throughout the movie, so they start off with this action scene that's completely divorced from the rest of the film, just to have Aquaman and his wife in it. And I'm like, what?
Wait, Aquaman and his wife?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Janice.
In the first half an hour of the film, you have Aquaman, you have Mera, you have Superman, you have Lois saying, oh, the best part of it, Lois saying and Martha Kent are BFFs who go out getting drunk all the time.
Okay, yeah, this is totally fake.
You have the ex-Uther, you have Morgan Edge, you have
who?
Mercy. Ex-Uther's accountant or something stupid like that. He's his main character.
I thought Mercy was
Is Felicia Hardy going to show up in this script too?
No.
Right?
Okay, but, so Mary Jane's going to be in there for two scenes and then get edited out in post.
So when does, the black suit come in and, completely, take over Superman and turn into a complete
That's the post-credit scene.
Oh, that was the other thing, that Superman dies at the end because you can't, they introduce half of the Justice League, they kill off Superman, and then, it's really ridiculous.
That's a great title, Superman's dead, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. Directed by Zack Snyder.
I mean, again, they can have Superman. Who knows? But the other thing, this ties back to San Diego, is they showed a clip of Batman.
I wanted to get to that too.
Yeah, I was.
So the clip shows Ben Affleck in his bat suit, all bulked up bat armor. With
shut the fuck
eyes.
Up, internet. He looks cool.
it's very dark.
I've always supported Ben Affleck.
I know.
Oh yeah,
I think
Ben Affleck is a great choice. It was the first.
Yeah.
It was people. It was nerds who only watched superhero movies, so they only knew Ben Affleck from Daredevil, and hadn't paid attention to all the good stuff he's done since then. All
right, but if we're going off of that,
the nerds haven't seen Argo or.
Yeah. If we're gonna go, if we're gonna go with that logic, then Chris Evans by law should not have been Captain America.
By nerd law.
I mean, weren't there people also mad about that?
Nerds are well known for their poor judgment, and then they turned out to be a good idea, ultimately, to have him there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I just realized that this is, the third movie that Zack Snyder has directed that's based on a comic written by Frank Miller.
He's a comic book fan.
Yeah, but Frank Miller specifically.
But no, because Watchmen isn't Frank Miller.
No,
is it not?
300.
No.
Oh, you're right, Watchmen's not. I'm crazy. 300, and so the second one based on Frank Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
This is like the fourth one overall that he's done.
Okay.
Based on a comic.
My favorite.
300, Watchmen, Man of Steel, and now Dawn of Justice.
My favorite Zack Snyder movie is still the Dawn of the Dead reboot. Or remake, I guess, not a reboot.
I'm not a big fan of it, but
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's a really solid little zombie movie. It's very nice, makes a nice companion piece to the original Dawn in that it both feels like it's part of the same kind of thing, but also is its own distinct thing. I really like the new Dawn of the Dead he did.
It was also the first zombie movie I ever saw, so it's got a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, the clip. It was basically, Batman, bat armor with the white eyes. That some people might recognize from the comics. And then he turns on the bat signal. Superman's just there hanging out with his red eyes. And then close up of Ben Affleck's face. Then nothing.
I have thought the audience went nuts for Superman appearing in the Superman sequel.
oh my god.
Superman you've already seen, yeah.
Oh my god, Superman's in this!
Is it officially a Superman sequel, by the way? Call it that, Superman and Batman?
We'll get to that again later on. We'll get to it here, I guess.
I was about to say, it makes a lot of sense.
We'll transition to Marvel as well. Before Comic-Con, there was a website, Nikki Fennick, who ran a story
I know Nikki Fink, yeah.
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 So she had,
well-renowned for running very very suspect scoops that very rarely turn out right.
Yeah, case in point. So she ran this story two or three weeks ago about DC's upcoming lineup. It was going to be Batman vs. Superman 2015, Shazam 2016, along with Wonder Woman, Flash, Green Lantern 2017, and then Man of Steel.
Oh, so that's not real?
But no, it might still be real, because we had a lot of Rock teasing with Shazam.
Right. The Rock, who he tweeted all these photos and stuff, so you thought there's gonna be this huge announcement, The Rock's gonna be Shazam, and Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones is gonna be Aquaman, but no, Like, Jason Momoa didn't show up and Rock had nothing to announce besides, like, the screening of Hercules.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Good movie, by the way, if we're going to mention that here. Go see Hercules, everybody listening.
Yeah, all I know about it is that The Rock throws a horse, which makes it sound like the greatest movie ever.
I know.
He does, but it totally works, because The Rock's, like, the size of the horse he throws. Anyway.
So people expected it to be announced at Comic-Con, and none of that was announced. It wasn't even, like, hinted at. And it's not, you know, it's kind of... There has to be some rumor to stuff being worked on in the background, but we don't know when that's going to happen. And at the same time, kind of
also a fucking Aquaman movie, really?
Well, I don't think there was a plan for a solo Aquaman.
Not Aquaman, but just Aquaman and the Batman Superman thing.
Yeah.
Is he actually in that, by the way? Like that 100% confirmed? Because I don't believe
it. No one knows. That's the point.
The director could tell me Aquaman's in the movie, and I think he'd be lying.
That's what we're talking about. No one knows for sure.
Yeah, then it would be a fish you. But on the other end of the spectrum, people kind of expected this was going to be Marvel's year.
Mm-hmm.
And they also didn't announce anything.
No, because, like, there was a huge rumor, like, a couple days, like, the Friday before, like, you know, San Diego Comic-Con really got into effect that Joaquin Phoenix was going to end up being Doctor Strange.
Yes, and then there was a guy from...
So those are all rumors. Like, I never bothered following up on any of this. Okay.
Yeah, these are all early rumors. Now this is stuff that is true.
So is it assumed that? Go on.
So this is the part that's true. Three of the actors who are in Ant-Man have currently left. So it's Patrick Wilson and two other guys I don't really care about.
Oh, did they show an Ant-Man trailer or anything from Ant-Man?
Yeah,
they did show some stuff. And apparently, Evangeline Lilly is playing like Hank Pym's daughter.
Time to Google Evangeline Lilly.
She was on the Elf Lady in The Hobbit.
Just add naked to the end of it for fun.
She's not going to be naked. And,
Yeah, I know she was on Lost, and she was the elf woman in the second Hobbit movie. Okay.
All right. So is Comic-Con where people announce stuff like that always?
Yeah,
for the most part.
Like 9 out of 10, that's what happens.
Because it is the biggest entertainment show of the year.
Sure, I just didn't know Comic-Con is this announcement thing. I thought it was where you go to meet all the actors and things.
No, it typically is, which is why people camp out for 12 hours to get into Hall H, which is insane to think about. Yeah. But, yeah, Marvel came out and they go...
I don't even want to just camp for 12 hours.
They had Ant-Man stuff. They showed what it sounded like an amazing trailer for... Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Is that online yet?
No, none of that.
Is that online in shaky cam yet?
No.
Nope. Apparently, the audio is.
Yeah, but apparently, like, it was really crazy. Like, they had, I think, like, they even had, like, footage of Ultron, and they, like, the slight spoilers, the trailer, like, ends with Captain America's shield being broken.
Yes.
I don't know.
They even have the broken shield up at the con.
Yeah, well, the reason fans are excited about that is because they always pay to get this stuff that makes Captain America's shield and the Marvel Universe in comics is Wakanda.
And that was one of the other big rumors that the Black Panther was possibly going to be getting his own solo film or cameo in Avengers
2. There's a character called the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a, I think, African prince.
Yeah.
King.
He's a king from, like, this secluded African nation called Wakanda. Basically,
not like a social activist, or is he also a social activist? Okay.
He's not. Basically, he's, like, he's just Black Batman. Except he's got, like, this entire nation.
And he also has, I think, enhanced strength.
And enhanced strength. Apologies to all Black Panther fans, I'm just generalizing here. One of the other things was that John Boyega from Star Wars Episode 7 kind of tweeted that, possibly as a joke. And then the other possible candidate for Black Panther was Chadwick Boseman, who was in 42.
Who makes a bit more sense, because Black Panther should be a bit older. And yeah, I mean, this was the one where, because people are kind of getting to that point with Marvel, or at least I know I am, and part of it is because I do think they get a free, but it is getting to the point where they are going to have, like, 15 movies before they have a one with a female lead or one with a person of color as a lead.
That was 15 white guy movies.
Yeah. I guess what people, I don't know. Interesting. I mean, if the white people movies keep selling, why break the formula, I guess?
But that's the problem, though. It's like
like the way I point out is that if they can get something as weird and obscure as Guardians to sell, then they should have no problem, like, selling a movie with a female lead or male lead. I mean, Maleficent passed, like, in the worldwide box office, it's now made more than both Captain America and Spider-Man.
Right.
One would think. And that was
like the usual excuse is that they can't sell like non-white or non-male protagonists to like international regions like Russia or China.
I mean, they definitely can if like Lucy and Maleficent are anything to go by.
See, I've always thought that most of the reason, like at least from that male protagonists appear all the time, is because male's the ones writing the movies for the most part. And it's kind
of
weird for
a man to write a female lead. Most people in most roles in film are men. Like, you could just take any category of working in film, like editor, director, cinematographer, writer. Chances are it's going to be majority male.
Well, to be fair, you can say that about any entertainment film. Video games, comic books, movie making.
I do say that about most films. That is why there's male main characters. I don't think males should be writing female main characters. Now, go find a female to write the movie. Fine.
Yeah, they can find a female to write a movie. There's more than that. I mean,
girls can't write movies.
They can find a female director.
Wait, can girls write?
But
I
don't
know. Girls can't direct action movies, other than you know, Catherine Bigelow and
that was
mostly Catherine Bigelow.
But even then, you still get the other side where something like the Avengers it's a 5-person team with 1 female on the team, and now it goes up to like a 7-person team with 2 females on the team.
2 females and 1 black guy.
Who's not even on the team?
And a robot.
I think War Machine's going to be in 2.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he's on the team. It sounds like he's just hanging out with them.
I think he's considered part of the team. If I read that right, I could be wrong.
Well, I guess we'll see. So
one of the other rumors was that they were supposed to be doing a quote Ms. Marvel / Captain Marvel movie, which didn't get announced either.
Yeah, and that's
you know what did get announced?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yes.
Which actually had been announced like a couple days before. Like they'd
announced that was really weird.
Yeah, so it's like
all they did was announce that the release date, which I think is like July 2017.
It's July 28th, 2017.
That's what he said.
Why is there an
he specified the date.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which actually with their timing schedule, that leaves 2 dates that they just have locked, but they don't have a slot for. So like they have a second, like their first 2016 is movie is Captain America 3. Okay. And then they have an empty one, and then another empty one in 2017.
Yes, and
isn't there a second?
Why
do you announce a movie that far away?
Well, they announced movies up until 2019, I believe.
Yes, and
I think they have
going to be alive in 2019. Don't announce movies then.
It's more to stake out dates so that you can.
And like a show of pride, be like, yeah, we're so confident. We've got movies planned up to 2019. We got 5 years ready of this, guys.
Ant-Man 1 is going to be one of them.
Yeah, the problem is people thought that when they announced those dates, they would have announced the movies at Comic-Con.
They would have announced something else to fill it.
Yeah, it's like, well, we got the dates. You don't know any movies, but we got the dates.
Do you know what like kind of made people also think that, or like what didn't help? There was like this Tumblr post where it was like, oh, Captain America 3, The Fallen Son, Guardians of the Galaxy, War of Kings.
You open it up with a Tumblr post.
I saw that one too, and I think it also had Inhumans listed as one of the movies.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
had,
no way.
No way will there ever be an Inhumans thing.
Guardians of the Galaxy was never popular, but at least it had like a tiny fan base that was super on about it. There is no Inhumans fan base.
You want to bet?
I don't know what Inhumans is. That puts
exactly. They're basically other also X-Men, but
basically
different.
Space mutants.
Yeah, but I mean, just to kind of show you how internet telephone works, the person who created that specified that it was just their predictions, and then what would happen is people took out that point. And gosh, you got Marvel.
This is an actual person
who was predicting an Inhumans movie. So were they on cocaine? Like, just a bunch of them?
In their defense, they predicted it, like, at the tail end of 2019. So it's not like it was, like, leading the charge. It was, like, at the end.
But they didn't even have Ms. Marvel on there. Like, yeah, they're definitely going to make an Inhumans movie before Ms. Marvel.
To be fair, they made a Guardians of the Galaxy movie before they made a female-led movie. So who knows?
That is true, so, but it's also
okay,
the
I'm
Inhumans.
Kind of,
there are
okay,
no
I'm kind
Inhumans.
Of with James. Okay, I'm kind of with James on this. Like, there's an Inhumans comic out now, but that's still, like, really fucking obscure.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that anything's possible at Marvel. As long as they can find a white dude to put in the lead, who knows? And that sounds awful, but it is
what if they make Ms. Marvel a white dude?
Say a shirtless guy named Chris. Yeah. No, see, as long as they find a white person named Chris to play them and can get them topless, they'll be all right.
Okay, wait, hold up. Let's see. Who else is named Chris? Can they do Christian Bale?
I think that's a stretch.
They can do that. They can have
that would be great if Christian Bale went on to become a Marvel hero as well.
That'd be
yeah, he is crossover. Are there any actresses named Christine?
No, actually, there's Christina Hendricks, but...
Oh my god, yes.
Perfect. Oh my gosh, Christopher Walken should become a Marvel villain.
cast in Disney's Jungle Book movie.
They're making an live-action like Jungle Book again?
Yeah. They're making another one with,
why?
Like, TV mocap stuff. They have, like, a really weird people of... Money?
It's got a Scarlett Johansson.
Money.
Yeah, it's being directed by Jon Favreau, I think.
Wait, what?
I think Lupita Nyong'o's there, too.
Okay, we've definitely strayed off topic.
Explaining how Christina Hendricks is going to be their white ripped as hell person in the Miss Marvel movie.
Christina Hendricks ripped as hell?
Yeah, Christina Hendricks.
I just know she has giant boobs. That's all I know about her.
That is.
I didn't know about her. I'm not wrong here, though, right? That's the thing.
Oh my god, guys, stick me on this. They can do
I just googled Christina Hendricks. I was not wrong. That's her thing.
Stick with me on this. Chris Angel is Doctor Strange.
No.
Anyhow, going
back. Movie actor's name Chris. They should be cast in Marvel movies. This is perfect.
Not wrong. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Going back to San Diego.
Sorry, I've already got Christina Hendricks loaded up. Give me like 10 minutes. No. Okay, go on.
Jesus Christ.
But this isn't on ice. Just real quick. Sony did announce some dates. They announced that Uncharted movie will come out in July of 2016.
No one cares.
And
they want Mark Wahlberg to star.
I don't even know what they want for that movie anymore. I think they just
want a lot of things.
We don't want an Uncharted movie. We already have bad Indiana Jones movies. We don't need more.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
But
I do not want Chris Pine in the Marvel Universe.
They pushed up Sinister Six to November of that year, and then they pushed back Amazing Spider-Man 3.
To 2018, right?
Yeah.
And because of that, Marvel staked their claim on a 2018 movie, so they have 3 2018 movies.
Well, they had 4 movies this year, so it's not that unheard of.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, I'm just, it's,
no, I'm just saying, like, they have three movies staked for 2018.
No, they have 4.
18.
Oh, no, wait. When
for 2018.
When is X-Men? That's 2016, right?
Yeah, it's 2016.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, they'll have a bunch of movies going forward. I think next year they have 4?
Next year?
They have Fantastic Four.
Oh god, that's next year.
Which
was
that's
the same day as
Jurassic
World.
That's a real thing still coming out?
Fantastic Four,
another one?
Which was actually completely absent from San Diego.
Which is weird. You'd think that they would like have stuff to show, but...
Someone leaked a picture of like their like some model of the thing, but other than that, nothing.
Yeah, because it's actually out before next year's Comic Con.
Yeah, it's like what is it, June or May?
I don't know, but I know it's
anyway.
But yeah, it's when maybe it'll be at New York. I'm always excited for that.
Well, man, if Chris Pine doesn't end up in a comic movie, sorry, I'm just now reading this article.
He's in Star Trek.
I know, but he's probably. I would be very surprised if he never ends up. What do you have against Chris Pine?
I don't like Chris Pine.
Why not?
He's wooden. Okay, I don't know if I dislike him so much as I dislike his like the character of like the version of Kirk they give him in the new Star Treks.
Okay.
So it's entirely possible it's not his fault.
Sorry, I derailed y'all again. Go back.
I was going to say the company I thought stole San Diego, he's for me. Was Legendary, who had a couple of announcements, major announcements.
First up, Godzilla 2.
Yes,
it's going to have
Electric
three
Godzilla.
Monsters.
It's going to have three named monsters at that.
Yeah, okay. It's a, who's well,
in addition to Godzilla.
I mean, Godzilla 1 had three monsters, right?
No, no, yeah. But I'm talking about, like, actual, like, Mothra, Rodin, and...
I mean, I don't know the Godzilla history, so you're going to...
Okay, quick recap.
Those weren't named monsters.
Okay. Well, they were, but they weren't... They were, like, created for that movie. They weren't, like, pre-existing ones that are well-known to begin
with. That's all the explanation I need. There we go.
Okay, so yeah, three monsters. What's-his-nuts, Gareth Evans is back to direct. Next one, Skull Island.
Wait, no, I think it's Gareth Edwards.
Whatever.
Hold on, let me check.
Whatever. Skull Island. The King Kong reboot, maybe?
Yeah. It's a King Kong origin.
Yeah, Gareth Edwards is the King Kong director. Gareth Evans is the raid director.
Skull Island. The King Kong origin story.
Which, what's his name? Joe Cornish. They're trying to get Joe Cornish, who directed Attack the Block.
Yes.
That's anything else but Attack the Block. I got halfway through Attack the Block and got bored.
Whoa, what?
Oh, no.
You don't like Attack the Block? You don't like... You need to find something that Justin specifically loves to alienate everyone.
Oh, he did Hot Fuzz. All right, I'm all good for him. Wait, no, he did Hot Fuzz, though.
Does he work on Hot Fuzz?
Yeah, I don't know. It says he's known for Hot Fuzz, so I guess he must have done something in it.
Maybe he, like, co-wrote it, because I know he co-wrote
that was the guy that did Ant-Man, and then now he's not.
Yeah, that was Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright's great.
The initial Ant-Man script.
Okay. So there's something I like. I just didn't like Attack the Block.
So, yeah. Did they release the Skull Island footage online at all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, he had, like, a cameo in Hot Fuzz, yeah.
Speaking of Legendary, they also had, like a Pacific Rim Oculus Rift thing.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, people were impressed by it from what I've heard.
Yeah, apparently it was surprisingly good. So like they had Oculus Rift set up kind of like Pacific Rim, and I think it was you were like one of two pilots in a Jaeger. You were actually fighting a kaiju, and you were doing it all from first person. It sounded really cool. Hello?
Yeah.
I think Guillermo del Toro actually even said some stuff about Pacific Rim 2 in the animated series.
Yeah, I don't think he said much new. I mean,
yeah, just basically
because he has a movie in between that as well. So
right. I think basically they want the animated series to like bridge the gap between 1 and 2. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was known beforehand.
What is the appeal of a Pacific Rim animated series? I thought the appeal of Pacific Rim was we spent $300 million in giant CG robots.
Yeah, that's part of why I'm curious, but I do think they did it, like, I did feel like there was an actual coherent world they established really quickly and effectively there.
I thought the world was the worst part about Pacific Rim, and the best part was the $300 million robots fighting.
Yeah, that's part of why I'm not sure, because it was basically, alright, we're gonna distill all those crazy robot animes you loved, but into a two-hour package so you don't have to sit through 18 hours of teenage angst.
Well, that's what I'm curious about, because I do have myself some giant robots and monster series, but the world they established kind of, like, giant robots aren't disposable. Like, they take a lot of resources. Yeah. So it's not like Power Rangers or something where it's like, oh, yeah, we could just throw those out.
Yeah, it's not like you can, like, really make it interesting of a guy who's, like, working on, like, the first Jaeger ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially since it's not a prequel, which I think would have given them more room.
Yeah, right. The idea in my head is that, like, I have no idea what it would be, but if I were making it, I would just make it, like, a separate continuity which just has those characters uniting together, like, earlier on in the war to fight off the kaiju.
I'm also
not in charge of this cartoon,
I guess maybe part of it is also, like, to explore the plot and maybe, like, help establish the bonds between the characters, since the characters were mostly, like, the weakest part of the film.
Yeah, but most of the good ones are dead.
Well, Charlie Day's not dead, and Ron Perlman's not dead, and...
Yeah, Ron Perlman's still alive.
Mako's not dead.
I know. Yeah, so Charlie Day and Ron Perlman are dying in the comic.
Idris Elba's dead, and, which Australian guy died? Was that the older one or the younger one?
It was the younger one.
The older one.
The point is that Bulldog is still alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess Charlie Day was a side character, so was Ron Perlman.
Irritating side character.
But anyhow...
Wait, are you saying Charlie Day or Ron Perlman is irritating?
Mainly Ron Perlman.
Uh-oh.
In that movie, he was kind of irritating, and Charlie Day was getting up there.
I want Ron Perlman's boots from that movie.
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful.
they are.
Anyway, spoilers everywhere. Great.
Anyhow, so next just topic. Just to kind of get James to kind of shut up and continue talking at the same time, Mad Max.
Yes. The long in production for years, Mad Max Fury Road. Like they started filming it years ago, but really early in production, like torrential rain started going for weeks, so they had to find a new place to relocate for filming, and the filming just took forever, and they had to come back for a bunch of reshoots. But it is finally done. They have showed it to test. To like test screenings. Basically, the word is that it's an incredible 100-minute long chase scene. And yes. Not only did they show like 4 minutes of it at Comic-Con, they then released a shorter version of that trailer online. And oh my god, it's so beautiful.
Hey guys, if you look out the window, you can see James's Max Mad Boner in the sky.
It's true. It just reaches all the way to Australia to just hug George Miller. Like,
that has to be gross. Like, you're just sitting down and you see, like, an elongated penis wrapping around you, you're like, what?
And yet you continue talking about it.
I like Tom Hardy.
You don't know what you're saying.
Tom Hardy is replacing Crazy Person Mel Gibson.
So I hear he has 13 long... Actually, you know, Crazy Mel Gibson now, if he did a Mad Max movie, almost works. I almost paid to watch Mel Gibson in a Mad Max role again, from what I know about Mad Max. But my point was, doesn't he only have like 15 lines anyway for dialogue?
That's the word is that he only has 15 lines. And like Charlize Theron is playing some other woman who I think leads her own band of people across the desert.
And they encounter Huntington Whitley's in there.
Yeah, and
we don't see her boobs in that movie. I'm gonna be slightly disappointed.
I am praying to every action god I know that this thing will get to be rated R. And the main villain is played by Hugh Keyes Byrne, who played the toe cutter villain in the first movie. So now he's back as Immortan Joe. He's got that crazy skull mask. Okay. And what's his name? From Nicholas Holt, who played Beast in the last two X-Men movies, is also there as some kind of crazy albino guy.
I think my favorite trailer coming out of... I mean, everybody else's too, to be completely fair. But
yeah.
But no, that was
it definitely seemed that with most people not having announcements, they were just nice enough to be like, oh no, here's the movie's done, so here's 3 minutes of footage. And it was...
Freaking awesome trailer. It really was.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought a lot of it was CG at first, and then somebody went and told me that actually a lot of it wasn't CG compared to...
I think what they said was...
Actually crashed a bunch of cars, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, like, all the stunts were done practically. They just used the CG for, like, the background stuff, and I think those fire tornadoes, and to remove, like, the wires. But no, they are actual people risking their lives for our entertainment.
Yeah, I still need to watch The Raid 2 for that reason.
The Raid 2 is, like, 20 minutes too long, but still incredible.
Yeah, like, practical effects are amazing. I wish more people did them. So that was my favorite thing to hear about that Mad Max trailer. Awesome.
Yeah, and it's really stunning as well. For mostly Brown movie, they make it really, really pleasing on the eyes in the trailer.
They kind of make it pop, you know? Like,
I didn't like all the hard cuts in the trailer, but... I know it was intentional, but the like cut away from everything to where you couldn't really tell what was going on was a little annoying.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very much just teasing
a bunch of bits and pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's that shot of like, I think it's Max, and it shows like this two-headed iguana or whatever, and like the whole entire wasteland is just like this beautiful, expansive environment. It looks amazing.
Yeah. I can't imagine that trailer does much for people that don't already know what Mad Max is, which is a lot of people.
I imagine it'll certainly get them curious. Really, like, they'll see that and they'll be like, okay, I need to check that out.
Quick recap
for those who don't know. Basically, it's...
I'm about to go watch
I guess the
base,
basic way to describe it, especially the second one, is Fallout, but with cars. Like, just sort of taking that the Fallout visual style, but
Rage.
Building it into a vehicular action movie.
Yeah, so it's Rage. There we go.
Yes, so it's like Rage, but awesome. Rage. And like another way someone has Rage, but movie, imagine like the Rage, but awesome. Imagine like the second one described like the mythic feeling of Sergio Leone Western. So like the good, the bad, and the ugly style, massive, large than life scale, but mashed with like this super innovative and fresh approach to car scenes where like they were just sticking cameras in places they had never been before. And like the final 20 minutes or so.
I don't know if I'm gonna watch this movie anymore.
Like,
don't worry, they're only car based.
Fast and the Furious Triple X, baby.
I like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, in short, for those who haven't, yeah, the first Mad Max is a super low budget but still pretty solid B-movie, and then the second one just knocks all the doors down and is incredible. And then the third one sort of toned things down because they introduced a bunch of kids and Tina Turner as this, like, lord of the city.
Whoa, back up. What?
Tina Turner.
Like,
Tina Turner is, like, who again?
Like, the singer?
Yeah, like Tina Turner is a principal character in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Where they have these spikes in these big domes.
My childhood blog's named after that. I've never actually seen the movie.
Oh, awesome. And then there's this other guy called Master Blaster, where there's this midget riding on top of this giant hulking guy with a big mask on his head. And he's the guy who runs Bartertown. And in short, Mad Max is awesome, and I recommend everyone check them all out, because it really just is the kind of top-tier action stuff. That for like personally, it's my like The Road Warrior is my favorite 80s action movie.
That the first one or second one?
Second one.
That's the second one.
Okay, did they take the name Mad Max out of the second one? I remember hearing that it's not officially.
The first one didn't do very well in the U.S. So when they released the second one, they just called it The Road Warrior rather than Mad Max 2.
Okay, but it is Mad Max. All right. Anyway. That's enough time spent on the history of Mad Max. We got stuff to get to, I think.
Yes. In short, Mad Max. Woohoo.
Yeah. There was other video game news that came out of San Diego as far as
was
movies went. Yeah, we had the Last of Us movie officially announced, which I thought was announced before or earlier this year.
We've already known it existed.
Yeah, it was announced to be in development, but what is news, like courtesy of Comic-Con, is that it's going to be written by Neil Druckmann, who actually wrote the game. It's being produced by Sam Raimi, and they are currently in talks to get Macy Williams from Game of Thrones to be Ellie.
Arya Stark.
Williams is, okay.
Yes, that's what I say.
Which toy makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Sure. Though I'm just every single movie with Game of Thrones actors in it that's come out after Game of Thrones has been garbage.
Yes.
So, we'll see. But,
yeah, I'm trying to think if any of them have appeared in anything good.
Dread.
No.
I mean, Sean... But he had already been in stuff beforehand.
Yeah, but he also hasn't been good afterward.
That's true. I mean, they brought it on knowing they were going to kill him. So.
Sean Bean?
Wait, was Sean Bean in Days of Future Past?
No,
I said Peter Dinklage.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, I do like that they just cast him in any old role. Like, they didn't cast him for sight. They're just like, hey, Peter Dinklage is awesome. We're going to cast him as the guy who builds purple death robots.
That is true. I completely forgot that he was in... I don't know how, but I just didn't even think of it that way. You're right. Okay.
That role came from the moon.
But Pompeii was a heaping pile of shit.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I don't watch a lot of good movies. I've seen both Pompeii and the shitty Hercules movie this year.
I don't watch a lot
But
of
you
good
have also
movies.
Seen the good Hercules movie.
I've also seen the good Hercules movie, yes. So it gave me an even better perspective on the good Hercules movie.
And now you understand why I watch bad movies. It gives you a great perspective on good movies.
Yeah.
My favorite movies are almost good movies, like where they get really close, because I find those are the ones that are most fun to dig into. Even if they are frustrating, it's like, you're so close to being good, John Carter. So close.
No.
The other
announcement was that The Walking Dead Season 3 was announced by Telltale co-founder
I was going to say the first look at Hitman for Hitman... Hitman.
The Hitman movie. That's coming next year, isn't it?
Hitman movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I saw a casting list for that today, but I didn't realize that was
a thing. Does that have a Spock?
Yeah, it's got a Zachary Quinto in it, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Oh. As Hitman?
It's Rupert Friend is Agent 47, and Zachary Quinto is playing John Smith. He's playing a character named John Smith.
Wow, that's that's not completely white guy generic.
Sure, they explain that. Must be intentional.
Yeah, maybe it's a code name, but yes, that's out early next year.
I think I can go be an extra in that movie, or I can sign up to be anyway. We'll see if they pick me. I saw that listing today.
And
that's the one you're thinking of. Warcraft?
Yeah. That one apparently came out with very positive buzz.
Did they show anything from that yet?
It's a CG movie, right?
Well, they just show the I don't know if it is CG because they already finished filming, so I think they just only show like a CG reel of footage.
Yeah, Right.
No. And apparently I don't know anything about the Warcraft world, so I don't.
Which is why, which is one of the reasons I think it works in the movie's favor, is because Warcraft has so many characters and tribes and backstory that they can just kind of pull from that and create a story instead of trying to adapt, like with Uncharted, where you have to adapt Nathan Drake's story. It is his story. Where Warcraft is like, okay, we'll focus on this part of their history, we'll take these races or whatever, and we'll make it into this. So yeah, I'm interested in that. As a whole, kind of came out down on video game movies after this San Diego, but honestly, there's never any reason to be up on them. So yeah, it is that. What else did we have?
Yeah, to those who don't know, the Warcraft movie is coming from Duncan Jones, who directed Moon and Source Code, both of which are quite good.
Fantastic movies. Fantastic movies. If you've never seen Moon... I say Moon's fantastic. Source Code's okay.
Source Code is really good.
The point is, we got someone who has made good movies and enjoys video games and is now making a movie out of video games.
Yeah.
So there's a reasonable chance that it will be good.
Yeah,
and
that's
cool.
It's a popular video game and it's ripe for adaptation. So hopefully it turns out well. So then we can get I don't need good video game movies, but if they're going to keep trying to make them, we might as well.
I would certainly like good movies adapted from video games. And like another thing I like about Warcraft is that it is very silly and weird. So from what I've heard, they are taking that sort of silliness into account.
Are they going to have the panda people?
Oh my god, I hope so.
Oh my god, I hope they have the Pandarians.
Is it Warcraft or World of Warcraft? Like, are they?
Warcraft, so it's just going to sort of presumably combine stuff from all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's that for movie news.
Yeah.
As far as San Diego goes.
Trying to
Do you want to do some video game news outside of San Diego?
I was going to do some quick TV news.
Okay.
Right. Quick hit. Go.
Most of it was. There's a Guardians of the Galaxy cartoon series that's going to premiere on Disney XD at some point.
Oh, that'll get one season to get canceled?
They show some test footage. God, I hope so.
I would be excited for it, except I watched some of the Disney XD Marvel cartoons, and I don't need more of that in my life.
God, Ultimate Spider-Man is just, like, really bad.
Yeah, Arrow... Arrow announced that the...
What is up with that Rocket Raccoon design? Like, what?
Yeah, the Arrow Season 3 Big Bad is Ra's al Ghul.
Wait, hold on, did you say Ra's al Ghul?
So they're basically furthering it that this is just a Batman show starring Arrow instead.
Wait, hold on.
Having not watched it, that's what I'm gathering.
He is Batman.
It's still a great show.
Yes, it is a good show, but Arrow is absolutely Batman.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not going to use... I say Ra's, but they kept on saying Ra's, so I'm just...
It's Ra's, right? Like, officially...
No one knows.
Even on Arrow, they say it both ways.
No,
oh, really?
Was it on Batman the Animated Series? Was it Ra's or Ra's?
I think it's Ra's.
It's Ra's. Yeah, and it's Ra's in the game. In the series, it's Ra's.
Yeah, and then the Nolan
I wouldn't look this up on the Googles.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
Nolan
nobody knows. There's no official... Everybody's had this debate. There's no official...
You are allowed to use both, and only the worst nerds will yell at you for it.
So all nerds. Let's be honest, yeah.
Okay, yes.
James, in the Nolan films, it was Ra's al Ghul.
That was it. It was the Nolan films, it was Ra's. Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Ra's, like,
we've already mentioned that too much.
Yeah. Wildcat.
Yes.
Who's joining.
J.R. Ramirez.
Yeah.
That's Wildcat.
He's basically, like, a prize fighter.
But yeah, he's like a street fighter who trains some of the Justice League. More importantly, Black Canary for this show.
Again, more Black Canary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fiastique was cast on Arrow. I mean, the Flash.
Isn't Black Canary supposed to have left? Like, wasn't that the end of last season?
Well, no. Black Canary is. I mean, there's a Black Canary on the show, but the technical actual Black Canary is her sister in the comic book.
Oh, Laurel's Black Canary?
Laurel is typically Black Canary.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Is she going to be in the show?
She's in the show.
She is.
As the show is Black Canary.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like that's what they're doing.
That's what they're working towards.
Did they show that? I guess they haven't showed it yet. Then.
No, that's part of
the only thing they showed for the season 3 trailer was
Ra's al Ghul's foot.
Yeah, basically.
And it's Pimp Ass Ring.
Yep, his Mandarin rings.
Okay.
They announced Plastique for the Flash, who was paid
That's going to be, Laurel having any kind of fighting skills is going to be a bit of a hump for me to get over.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see, especially after some of her more intrigued.
They still haven't done a good job explaining how Arrow got all his fighting skills, to be honest.
But they're doing it, though.
I forgot to tell you that I went to Japan while I was on the island. That was the stupidest thing.
We won't get into that.
Did I tell you the part where I got smuggled to China for like 6 months? No?
Yeah, by the way, I left this out of the whole spending 5 years on the island, but really I spent like a year on the island. I don't know. Anyway.
Remember when I created that cure? There's a cure for this, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, during dinner, the three of them eating and be like, oh, yeah, so I forgot to tell you this one thing.
Anyway, James, it's a great show, but it has really dumb moments like that. Like, really dumb plot holes.
Yes, or, like, there's this one moment during season two where it's, like, this thing with John Barrowman is revealed, and you're just like, what?
Yeah. Anyway. Good show, though. Watch the show, buddy.
Yeah. Outside, are we done with TV news?
Is there anything else? I mean, The Walking Dead cast somebody, but I actually don't pay attention.
I don't.
I like The Walking Dead, but I don't ever read anything about it outside of just watching the show.
I intentionally back away from it.
I'm back around the farm, so I have no idea what's happening.
You can skip the farm. It's a good enough show.
On the phone.
I'm assuming things are probably a downer right now. Like people probably died and everyone's bummed about it because the human race is...
I mean, that's the whole thing. There is no good in The Walking Dead.
No, it's not. No.
But the show is better than some people on Twitter give it credit for.
It had sort of the same problems as the comic, where it just felt too nihilistic for me. Like, it was sort of the same problems as the comic. It felt nihilistic, but without like
other non-nihilistic shows now.
Trying to make it.
That seems to be like the flavor of the decade.
Yeah. True Detective.
Oh yeah,
okay,
you're right.
The ending of True Detective. Okay, the ending of True Detective is optimistic.
The whole rest of True Detective, except for the last 5 minutes, are the most nihilistic
show
you've ever seen.
They're like, you know what? The human race is going to turn out okay. And Mad Men.
But even then, not really.
Let's see, Mad Men.
This is the True Detective podcast.
Anyhow.
Wait, can I start a True Detective podcast?
You can do whatever you want.
It's a little too late to start a True Detective podcast.
No one here watches Supernatural except me, right?
I give up after season 6. It was never bad. I just wasn't interested anymore.
Okay, well, moving on. So, Legend of Korra kind of like got screwed over by Nickelodeon.
Oh yeah, I guess they announced that at San Diego, even though they
announced it. Yeah, basically, Legend of Korra is going digital, and they announced this like after it was revealed that they were pulling one of the episodes, because usually for season 3 they've been doing like 2 episodes a week.
What's going digital mean? Like, won't appear on TV anymore?
Yeah.
So basically, it's going to be on Nick.com, Xbox Marketplace, Hulu. Amazon Prime, and I think...
Is that one of those shows the audience was louder than was actually there, like with Community?
But no, it was one of those shows where Nickelodeon's airing schedule and their treatment of it was just all over the place.
Right.
And it started doing terrible ratings, so Nickelodeon started to treat it worse and worse.
Like
and I have to imagine at least partially to do with season 2 being kind of a mess story-wise.
But even the airing schedule was just all over the place. It went from like Saturday mornings to like Friday nights.
True. Like I think this is a good example. Like the first day they had 3 episodes, and the next week there were none. And then the plan after that was to have 2 every week until they ran out of episodes. Like it just felt like they were burning through it anyway.
Yeah. Even with season two, like they said, here's the final 4 episodes of the season.
Yeah. So like, okay, don't actually like just get rid of it.
Yeah. So and that's the thing. It's like I don't mind it going digital. The thing is like they're still doing it in the traditional TV model where they're doing 1 episode a week. So if you're gonna dump it digital, you just dump all the rest of the episodes instead of saying like, oh, you have to wait a week to find out what happens, and or something like that.
Oh, that is kind of funny. I don't watch the show anyway, but
and apparently there's still another season left.
Yeah. So season four is currently like. No one really knows what's happening with season 4. It's being animated, but as far as like how it's being distributed, that's up in the air. But every Friday at noon Eastern time, they're going to release like 1 new episode of Korra. So one of the episodes that was supposed to come out last week will end up coming Friday at noon.
Yeah, that was really sketchy. But what can you do? It's Nickelodeon. They're getting as bad as Oh!
as a fan of Young Justice, I feel the pain of all the...
Yeah, that's the other TV news that people were super excited for.
What?
They announced that there is going to be...
That Young Justice is never coming... They're never going to make more of it ever again, and
I
get over it.
I will punch you in the throat.
I have never seen Young Justice and want
I've
to watch
seen
it.
Young Justice
it seems like something I would enjoy.
But okay. They did announce...
I just like making fun of it for Justin's sake.
I'm gonna
They
kill
did
you.
Announce that they're doing a Teen Titans Go Young Justice crossover.
Yeah.
And the Young Justice fan base was not too happy about
I will not
that.
Tolerate shit talking about Teen Titans Go.
I don't think it's necessary.
It's not about Teen Titans Go. But the way that like the logline description made it sound like Young Justice was like really like uppity about it.
Yeah.
It's basically the script was like, okay, the Young Justice characters are, like, upset that Teen Titans Go isn't, like, serious enough.
Yeah.
And, like,
that actually sounds amazing. That sounds like Batmite levels of people getting angry about comedic stuff.
If you're a fan of Young Justice, that can come up as, like, a huge fuck you.
But no, I think the reason people are upset is because people perceive that Young Justice was canceled because of Teen Titans Go. And to them, it's like a slap in the face.
Young Justice get canceled? I don't know anything about Young Justice.
Yeah, it got canceled. It basically got
canceled because it had too many female fans. Like, it's a long, drawn-out, and, like, totally awful reason it got canceled. But basically, it amounts to it, its fan base was predominantly female, and someone in DC's marketing said that they weren't selling enough merchandise to basically, females don't buy enough merchandise. So they just canned it because they had to use it to sell the merchandise.
That's a funny anti-stereotype. Females don't shop enough.
I was going to say that's part of it. The other part of it, the audience for it was more people who weren't buying action figures in general, males or females. It's people like us who don't.
Is that the only thing that funds animated shows?
Well, if it's kids, yeah.
I didn't realize action figures still sold. I don't know if anybody still buys action figures. We have video games.
Oh,
what do you want action figures for?
Ben 10 does remarkable numbers for action
That's
figures.
That's a show.
That's the reason Ben 10 exists.
Didn't they reboot it?
You know what's funny? That show is really old, too, right? Like,
I don't
I would
think there
think
was even a
gap
between when it originally ended and then got rebooted.
Yep. Guys, I want you to guess when Ben 10 came out.
I mean, 10 years ago, but boy does not feel like it.
It's like 10,
right? It came out in like 2005, 2006. I swear to God, a couple days ago, I thought it came out in 1999 when I was like 5 or 6.
What?
Right?
It's been on that much. I swear to God, I thought I was losing my freaking mind.
Yeah, they rebooted it without any gap between when the last one ended. Like, it was just immediately, and now we're going to start over.
Is it? I was about to say, because I thought it was just like they just keep going, like pushing. Like, he was a 10-year-old. And then
he was 10, then he was 15, then he was 16, then I think now he's like 17, he's still like an annoying little prick.
And somehow, like, that gap, even though it's like a year apart, it's like everything changes in that time frame. And it's like, it's the Pokemon thing, they have to introduce new monsters and new alien races so you can buy the action figures.
Basically.
That's the only reason the show continues to, I mean, they've been like 2 live action movies, I think.
Wait, but there were live action movies too?
Yeah.
Next thing you're going to tell me there's Fairly Odd Parents live action movies.
Oh, there was.
What?
It was awful.
I figured he knew when he said that.
I am aware of them. The new SpongeBob movie coming next year is like CG SpongeBob around live action people.
Yes, which makes no sense. It is a freaking
is that real?
It's real. Have you not seen the picture from it?
I liked SpongeBob for a long time.
Dude, why do we still let SpongeBob exist?
Because merchandise.
Merchandise.
He's up there with Hello Kitty as far as, like, selling merchandise.
I will watch the first, like, 6 seasons of SpongeBob if they ever come on TV, but now that show needs to die.
I was to say, I mean, Sam's wearing a SpongeBob hat in his avatar, so SpongeBob speaks to different generations.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Hello Kitty shirt at the moment, so we tied into that other thing.
Yeah, I remember, like, my friend... 20, 22-year-old, whatever, wearing a giant SpongeBob shirt, which is bright yellow with his face on it, and I'm just like, my friend's like 6'4", 6'5", black dude with this big bright yellow shirt on. I'm like, he's just like ridiculous.
And then he got beat up by all the jocks and stuffed in the locker.
Yeah,
this is high school.
And that man grew up to be someone important.
Magic Johnson.
But yeah, SpongeBob was shown at San Diego as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. That does not seem like a Comic-Con audience.
That's the thing, though, and that's kind of what Comic-Con isn't really for that audience anymore.
Talking about SpongeBob and talking about SpongeBob.
Deb Farachi just wrote up some defense of it. He's all like, yes, the big chunk of it, but like the most important voice isn't comic-centered, but there's, like, if you actually go there, there's still massive chunks of it devoted to comics and other, like, obscure and weird nerd stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure if you walk the field, you'll find stuff, but even then, you still have, Nintendo had a booth there, Sony had a booth there, I don't know if Microsoft had a booth there.
They did, because that's when they showed off their Halo Nightfall thing.
Oh, yeah. Which, honestly speaking, I thought could have been any generic sci-fi movie.
Oh, yeah, totally. They also showed off the new and improved cutscenes for Halo 2 Anniversary, and Johnson's face looks really funky.
Yeah.
It crosses, Uncanny Valley territory. I honestly,
the animation looked really good, though.
Yeah, the animation looks good, but it's Johnson in particular. His face just looks kind of funky.
But, that was, what other video game news came out of San Diego?
Nothing much out of San Diego. There are a couple things that happened today that we could talk about.
Oh, I mean, just real quick, Nintendo had one of their, streaming events as well, and I think they announced NES Remix, Bundle?
Burrito.
Yeah. And...
they haven't announced Goose for Smash Brothers yet.
No, they have not. And they also announced something. Oh, they announced one of their Yokai's and one of their old obscure NES games for the Virtual Console for next week.
Wow, an obscure NES game coming to the Wii U Virtual Console?
Yes. No, We had news come out this today, and I'm kind of curious your folks' thoughts because a lot of people
are
fighting.
Wait, hold on. Which one? I have two. Which one do you want to tackle first?
EA Access.
Okay, yeah. So EA Access. Awesome. Is subscribing to it is going to be basically $5 a month, or it could be $30 a year, and the program is going to be in beta. Invites are going out now, and so how it goes is it's Xbox One exclusive subscription service that gives players access to EA's vault, basically
the sports games, really.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
I think
there's anything
Battlefield
new.
4 was listed
yeah, I mean,
there
currently,
too.
Currently, right now, the games in the beta are FIFA 14. Madden 25, Peggle 2, and Battlefield 4. And so, when all this is finalized, the games that are going to be available, the games that are eligible for the early access that comes are going to be Madden 15, NHL 15, FIFA 15, NBA Live 15, and Dragon Age Inquisition. So EA Access gets you 10% discounts on all the digital content from EA, which includes, full games and DLC, along with trials of new EA games a week before they come out. And the saves are going to transfer over to the final game if you decide to purchase it later.
Which we call demos, but,
Someone said that they weren't restricted. Someone said it's the full game a week early.
But no, because then...
That's somebody told me.
No.
I
agree.
It's a pretty good deal.
It's something that you're surprised to see EA on the end of.
I think that's why so many people have negative reactions to it, is because it is EA. And
I actually really didn't see that many negative reactions, to be honest.
Oh, a lot of people were kind of...
This isn't also the first time it's happened, because PlayStation Plus does that, where you can download a free demo, and all the trophies and stuff carry over once you buy the actual game.
Yeah, I was about to say, I could have sworn Sony had something like that.
At the slightest. I don't get why What's-His-Nuts, the dude from Polygon, wrote this article, this is just one step closer to not really owning a game.
Because it's Polygon.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, with PlayStation Plus, the games you get for free those months, you don't get to keep if you unsubscribe, right? It's not Games with Gold, where I had gold for a month, I get to keep that copy of Street Fighter forever.
That's well, on the Xbox 360, but the Xbox One, you need two fruits. But yeah, it is basically a ongoing subscription model.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and that's basically what it sounds like with EA Access.
Yeah, I think the two major differences, and I think the two problems that EA is going to face, is that one, right now, it's one company only,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have as strong of a library as Sony, saying, oh, we can ask Activision, we can ask Ubisoft, we can do our own stuff, we can ask indie developers.
I mean,
and the other thing is EA doesn't release a lot of games right now. I mean, it looks good for the end of the year because you get you get Madden, FIFA,
right.
Dragon Age.
But currently, like, two of their biggest games come out that are supposed to come out this year got delayed. Like Dragon
yeah,
Age
but
got
once though, in this year.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm about to say. No, Dragon Age got pushed to November, but Battlefield Hardline is got pushed to 2015.
Yeah,
so really,
but
They actually pushed a Battlefield game back so it wouldn't release Buggy?
Yeah.
All
right. Well,
good job, EA.
Well,
they could still release Buggy, but we'll see. But yeah, I mean, but the thing is, it's like,
after Dragon Age,
EA doesn't have any games until Battlefield, so you could be like 5 months where you're not, like that 10% discount isn't doing anything. And right now, it's only on the Xbox One, and the only other games that they release on Xbox One that aren't part of the package right now are Titanfall and Plants vs.
Zombies. So you may as well buy the Early Access thing, like, month to month?
Yeah, like, it makes no sense. Even though it's cheaper to do a year, it makes no sense.
The way I would like, okay, just to confirm, like, it just gives you, like, are they doing it where it's like the PlayStation Plus thing where you get one free game during the month, or does it just give you general access
to
the library?
You have general access to EA's library.
That's what they call the EA Vault.
I can imagine that working, like, especially if they either brought it to PC or put on, like, a bunch of their really older stuff, like, if you had, like, stuff like Populous or Mule or Wing Commander, or a bunch of, like, the really old backlog stuff they haven't done anything, like the Medal of Honor.
That doesn't sound
SimCity,
like what
they're
trying
to do. It doesn't sound
like... It's one that it definitely
seems like... SimCity will be on there,
absolutely. They'll give you the older stuff. Like they give you the older stuff to promote whatever new franchise they have coming, but...
I mean,
at least in theory,
Netflix
it sounds
works.
Like an idea.
That's exactly what Netflix does, right? Like, Netflix is becoming almost useless now for...
So the thing I'm wondering about this is this, like, how long is this Xbox One exclusive? And how is this, like, if and when it goes to PlayStation Plus, how exactly is that going to work? Is it going to be, like, the same thing? Because some EA games are on PlayStation Plus.
Well, I imagine that EA is probably going to do what they did in Steam when they introduced Origins, and that's going to...
Just remove them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
if it goes to PlayStation, I don't know how much money Microsoft's paying them to have it only on Xbox.
I don't know. I think they're probably... I think this was a remnant of the always-online DRM that Microsoft had that they're trying to make the best of because, again, it is being introduced on Xbox One, and as far as I know, you have to be online anytime you pay these games to verify.
If I remember right, you do need an Xbox Live.
You do?
Subscription well, let me look this up.
No, I didn't know it was always online. I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
okay, memberships can be purchased online. It doesn't say anything about if you need a gold subscription for them.
I don't care about the gold subscription. Everybody who has an Xbox has one of those. Tell me if you need to always be online.
Okay, granted, I also had a good PC for most of the time I've had an Xbox, so...
It does not...
Like, multiplayer wasn't a priority.
It currently doesn't say that you need to be online. Always online.
See?
Yeah, because I know you don't need it to buy games, or, like, I think now with both 360 and Xbox One, it's just for online plays under Xbox Live. Like, they removed all the other restrictions, so you can watch Netflix and stuff, no problem.
We are pretty far removed from Comic-Con at this point. Our podcast is...
Well, I mean, it was just general housekeeping for new
other stuff, because there wasn't much that came out of Comic-Con is the ultimate takeaway. It was a smaller one.
We'll call this episode Comic-Con and Things.
What was the other one you had?
Okay, the other one that I had was Ubisoft's mysterious tweet about Watch Dogs. So earlier today, they tweeted, "Our data indicates surveillance has become more prominent in high crime areas," with a picture saying that the city of Camden, New Jersey, had the highest crime rate in the U.S. in 2012. A 24/7 surveillance program is now in effect, which means that there's either going to be a Watch Dogs sequel set in New Jersey, or it's going to be an expansion where you go to New Jersey.
Yeah. I would guess expansion just because it seems too early to start talking about a sequel yet.
Well, it is the industry.
I think it did pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, I think the record is still Batman Arkham City, which I think was announced like 2 months after Asylum or something like that. So.
It was announced in December.
Yeah, I think Arkham Asylum came out in August, and then Arkham City was announced in December.
Yeah, so...
It's Ubisoft. I would not be surprised if the game comes out next year, made by different people.
Oh yeah, I pretty much assume that it's going to be maybe early summer. I mean, it works out for them. Early summer for that. Assassin's Creed in the fall. They have two tentpole franchises.
Yes. Speaking of Assassin's Creed.
Yep. 4 million copies is what it says for the Watch Dogs sales so far.
Yeah. Speaking of Assassin's Creed.
That's not Assassin's Creed numbers.
Did any of you see the CG trailer that they put out for Unity?
No.
Nope, okay, I haven't paid attention to Unity very much, because I think it's only next-gen
like
system,
trailers.
Right?
Yeah, I don't do CG trailers.
Well, let me finish, damn. Well, basically, it has an, quote-unquote, important female character named Elise, who Arno says in the trailer, and is going to be the protagonist of the Assassin's Creed Unity novel this fall.
But not the game,
also,
which is what everybody's whining about.
Well, she's also rumored to be, like, the protagonist of the Assassin's Creed Comet game for last-gen systems. And she's also a Templar. And since, you know, assassins and Templars are enemies and Arno saves her life, she's apparently, like, a big part of the game.
So you're saying the 360 PS3 version, you're going to get to play as the Decepticon assassin, basically?
More or less, yeah.
Okay. Because, right. They haven't talked about the 7th-gen Assassin's Creed game yet, have they? Unity's
7th-gen, what we're using for that?
One.
Is that the term?
It's hard to distinguish because some people use last-gen current. Because nobody uses current-gen. It's last-gen and next-gen. So
I figure for now, like, I'll keep calling PS4 and Xbox One and Wii U next-gen for now, at least while there are still a decent amount
of
stuff
just
coming
get
out.
Get on board with everybody else, next-gen, last-gen. Then we don't have to go with the 7th-gen bullshit.
No, but, I mean,
well, 7th-gen
is the current-gen.
What I use to make sure I specify, like 360, PS3, Wii.
Yeah.
Nobody's making PS2 games. It's not even a...
No,
but it's easier to say last than next because then there's no current.
I figure I'll
we've never
keep
used the term
current-gen,
have we? Has that ever been a term?
Yeah,
okay.
It does become a term.
Like 2008 we stopped calling the 360, PS3, and Wii next-gen, and it just became current-gen.
But nobody used the phrase current-gen because there wasn't anything else.
Because then there were no new consoles on the horizon, and
the
old ones were well far past, so it was just... There wasn't any gen talk. It was just current modern game.
They use current gen during the transitional period. That's when you tend to use it. Mm. It's like it's coming out on current gen systems and next gen consoles. Oh. But it's where you can, because technically we are in the current gen. It's no longer next because they're both here. They've both been around. Everything's been around for a while.
Yeah, that's why
they're still coming out of both of them to
make
be fair,
sure there
so.
Was like
Give
full
that.
Clarity. But the point
is
they haven't shut off the PS3 360. Okay, the point is, they haven't shown the PS3 360 Assassin's Creed game yet, have they?
No, they haven't.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think they've even officially acknowledged it yet.
No. Like,
I think they said they have something for Assassin's Creed fans, but they haven't announced it yet.
Right. And so...
Liberation 2.
Yeah, so basically, this trailer, the main takeaway from it is that there's a female assassin, and apparently she wasn't hard to animate if she's going to be in the game.
It happened.
Well, that wasn't the real excuse.
That was
anyway,
just
right?
the one developer panicking because he wasn't prepared. That wasn't like on his list of prepared questions to answer to the press. So he just sort of panicked. And everyone took this poor bastard trying to figure out what to do and just
to be fair, their PR
he gave a dumb reason,
do much
I'm
better.
Sure, they gave dumb reasons, but I'm actually totally for companies saying we don't want to put a female character in the game if that's what they want to come out and say. Like, I don't think that's a problem,
like,
and I think people should respect
like,
the decision
I don't think,
to do that, but their decision, the way they said it was stupid.
Yeah, they did a really awful job presenting what they were trying to say, so it came across way worse than his. Then it was just, okay, you just play as this same guy, but palette swapped to different outfits.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're playing as four different dudes, you're playing as the same guy.
All right, we ran out of relevance. We're now talking about old stuff.
Yeah, we're not talking about old games that aren't out yet. Old stuff like the French Revolution. Is the guillotine like a weapon you can like hide on your wrist, though? That's all I want
to
know.
I can find stuff to talk about.
We're going to start rapping.
One final
question before we finish rapping.
All right.
Or we start rapping, I should say. We talked about this in the pre-show, and we kind of mentioned this with the Avengers stuff. But do you think it's time that San Diego kind of modernizes? Because it's not any of the company's fault. Comic-Con itself has
a policy.
What do
you mean modernizes?
Yeah.
In the sense that they have a policy that you cannot air panels from the show feel, which is why nobody judges it.
They should totally start airing panels from the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I think they should definitely do that because, like, we live in an era.
Is that modernizing, or is that they want to make money selling millions of Comic-Con tickets?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the rub. It's like because you want people to want to go there, which is why you have those stuff
around. Yeah, they want this experience to feel like, to make it feel like some exclusive special thing that people are getting. And
but
I guess what I would do is I would like the rest of the panel to be shown, except for like the exclusive footage. I'm okay with them not letting everyone see.
Right. So you kind of get that because everybody uploads the panel.
Well, everyone uploads awful shaky cam versions, so I don't quite feel like I've seen the Batman, Superman stuff. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't think anyone's seen the Avengers ones.
No, I'm talking about the panel itself, not the footage.
Just record the panel. So, like, at the Rooster Teeth RTX convention, they always, like, live stream the panels, but for the exclusive stuff, like, you know, Ruby Volume 2, they just stream something else until that's done, and then they get back to the panel. That way,
they just have, like, a little We'll Be Right Back thing with the Monty Python intermission music playing.
They show, like, something from their archive. That way everyone's happy, and they're not, like, losing out on, you know, viewers.
Yeah, everyone gets to see, like, the general stuff, but there's still something special for the people who came.
Right.
I mean, I guess the problem with that is...
Which is what I would want to have happen.
I guess the problem with that is that most of that stuff ends up leaking out anyhow, and you get extremely shaky cam footage. I get having an exclusive window, but I do think maybe a week or a month later, you can, like, okay, we'll upload the entire thing. Because it's like, oh, you got to see it first, you got to talk about it, and then everybody else can see it. But yeah, and the other thing, and honestly, we can't really speak of it because none of us went to San Diego. Is a lot of people complain about how
I went to San Diego, but not for Comic Con.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Did you just go to the zoo?
Well, that's where I proposed my girlfriend. So,
okay, at the zoo.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, that's not this podcast topic. So keep going.
A lot of people complain about how, like, the big halls, the big auditoriums are organized, and there's really—I mean, as far as I know, there's really no system in place that you can do it, like. Because some people want to make sure they get prime seating so they camp out all day to get seats and they'll watch the entire thing even if they don't want to see anything. Mm-hmm. And that's on them. But, you know, like some people, I saw people complaining because they got online at like 10 p.m. the night before and they didn't get in and stuff like that. It's like, it's hard to say, like, oh, those people who lined up before you were wrong. But at the same time, it isn't
now
safe.
What you do is have a ticket system. So be like, hey, you got here. Here's your ticket. Now go live your life.
But apparently they had like a
live the dream.
They had like a wristband system.
Mm-hmm. Did nobody listen to it?
No, I think people listened to it, but I guess
I'm assuming they had like fights in the streets where they would bet their wristbands on like on two.
Did anybody die this year? Didn't that happen last year? Twilight
Not yet,
someone got the absolute crap kicked out of them. Like, a cosplayer got the total shit kicked
out
of them.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
so
wait,
someone basically
Costner,
almost died.
Like Kevin Costner?
No, like, a cosplayer, like, legitimately got the shit kicked out of her for some
reason. Yeah, I saw that on Tumblr.
I haven't entirely read up on it, but basically...
Yeah, I didn't either. I just saw it.
She was, like, dressed as Catwoman, and then someone just came and started beating the crap out of her, and then someone else came and saved her. And apparently, like, she has, like, no...
Was the person that saved her wearing a superhero costume?
I think so,
No, he was
wearing
a full-on costume.
Yeah, but it's, like, the woman who got attacked, like, has no memory of, like, what happened, like, what she, like, whatever happens, like, get the crap kicked out of her.
It's hard to say either way, but
I know like a bunch of people got like hit by a car at like a zombie walk or something.
Yeah, because there was like a deaf person driving or something like that.
Wait, what?
What? That isn't.
I
was about to say deaf does not matter for hitting people. That's not a. It's not a thing.
Hold on, you're saying a deaf person drove a car and killed and like hit people?
I think that's the story. I mean,
wait,
I always saw the head
down. Or like a daft person, like the British insult.
No, daft.
Can we end it on that joke, please?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, I think we are good to go here. So yeah, we'll be back next week, maybe talking about Ninja Turtles. Maybe.
Forever, be he where you shall have the power. Whatever, man. It's a trailer.
It is much more than that, right?
It's a circus sideshow, and that is it, and you know it.
I'm running the shrink from an honest challenge.
Oh, If I lift it, do I get to roll after?
Yes, of course.
I will be fair, but firm with you.
No, for sure. I have to work out the winch clause. Whoever is carrying Thor's fingerprints is, I think, the literal translation.
Yes, well, that's a very, very interesting theory. I've a simpler one. You're not worthy. How could you be worthy? You're all killers. You want to protect the world, but you don't want it. There's only one path to peace. Your extinction. I had a vision. The whole world screaming for mercy.
Nothing lasts forever.